Hello, my dear friends. Welcome to a new course, Anger Control by Seyyed Hoseyne Hoseyni. Okay, this course is approximately 1 hour and 30 minutes. I don't know exactly, but this is 1 hour and in this time. Okay, 1 hour and 1 hour 30. Yeah. And it has three parts. I watched session one or first session, and I took some notes. You know, I haven't taken so many notes during my learning process. And in this course, until now, I took many notes. And yeah, in this file or in this episode, I wanna consider these notes with you and talk about them. Yeah. Okay. So let's get started. Anger control. The first thing he said you should clean your cup. Let me خالی کردن. Yeah, you should clear or empty. Yeah, you should clear your cup. Okay, and you shouldn't say no. I know this stuff. I know what he will say and something like that. Okay, you should clear your cup and say no. I don't know anything. Anything, and I wanna learn. And he pointed a great point and said when you are working on a tutorial, okay, for example, like this course, you are learning about anger control or anything else, okay, you shouldn't pay attention to this, that what I learned. No, what I learned is wrong. You should follow this issue, that what I haven't practiced in my life, and after watching or listening to this course, I wanna do that issue, do that stuff. Okay? So this is so important. We shouldn't say what I learned. No, we should say how can I do this knowledge in my life. Okay? Yeah, saying this sentence was so hard for me. Yeah. Anyway, so let's move on. Yeah. And I learned something about holding holding a tutorial, that if you want to create a course, online course, at first you should convince or persuade your audience that why they should watch this course, they should learn this issue. Why? You should convince them, or we can say this with an idiom, you should talk them into watching this course. Talk someone into means to persuade someone. Yeah. And yeah, this is a note I took to use in future. Yeah. Okay. Seyyed Hoseyni said something that I also agree. He said to single people, he said when you want to get married with someone, At first, you shouldn't ask him or her, do you pray, do you believe in God, and something like that. No, at first you should say, can you control your anger? Can you control your aggression? Can you control? If he or she can control his anger or her anger, this is okay. If he or she can't control anger, this will become so difficult to live with him or her. Okay? But maybe, for example, this is just an example. For example, that girl or that boy says, no, for example, I don't pray, I don't believe in God, and something like that. In this case, we can tahududi continue, okay? Yeah, we can continue because he or she can control his or her anger, okay? But if that guy can't control anger, this will become so difficult to live with it, to live with him or her, okay? Yeah, this was so important, and yeah, thanks God. Okay. The next point is, if you can't control your anger, it means that your health, that your mind health has a problem. Okay, if you can't control your anger, it means that your mind health has problem. Okay, your mind health is in trouble. Yeah. The next point is, we have, let me search this vocab, emotion, yeah, emotion, or enthusiasm, or, yeah, emotion. We have two emotions, two parts. The first part is positive emotions. And the next part is negative emotions. Okay, positive emotions are like, for example, love, happiness. And negative emotions are like fear, grief, hate, and also embarrassment. Okay, these are negative emotions. Okay, and these are important and these are necessary for human life. Okay, and the next point is classification of people in reaction to these emotions, especially rage or anger, okay? This classification, okay, what? We have three types of people. The first type is aggressive people. These people are like flood and they ruin everything. We say to these people, aggressive. The next type is, let me search this vocabulary. The next type is repressive. Repressive. Repressive means not allowing the expression of feelings or desires, especially something bad. We have three types of people. The first type is aggressive. The second type is repressive. okay, repressive. And the third type is, let me also search this vocabulary, commutator. Commutator, yeah. Someone who replaces anger, okay? Let me give an example, okay. I told you three types of people. The first type is aggressive people. I said these people are like flood and they ruin everything. The second type of people reaction to these negative emotions, especially wrath or anger, is repressive people. For example, these people's action is these people's action is they eat their anger. Okay, they don't say anything, and they just move on. But they collect those anger in their body and somewhere like that. And another time, they will reveal that anger. Okay, we say to these people, repressive people. And the third type is replacers. I don't know the word replaces exists or not, but someone who replaces his or her anger or their anger. For example, these replacers, I call these people replacers, okay? These people replaces, for example, subject or person or time. For example, in issue or a subject, for example, someone irritated me about something. Okay, for example, I don't know, they cursed me, okay? And I don't reveal my anger, but another time, I will reveal my anger by changing the issue. I say, for example, another time, for example, tomorrow, I say, do you remember you told me that issue? Do you remember? Or, for example, why don't you put your, for example, shirt on the sofa? Okay, these people replace the subject, okay, and then reveal their anger. And the second one is these people replace their anger with person. Okay, for example, I am angry at or angry about, I don't know, let me search angry at or angry about, angry collocation, angry about, yeah, I'm angry or angry with, angry about, I say angry about, I don't know whether it's true or not, but I say angry about, yeah, for example, I am angry about my, for example, colleague, and then I arrive home and I reveal my anger at my wife, for example. So in this case, we revealed our anger by changing person. And the second one is, second is person, okay? By replacing subject, person, and the third one is time. For example, I am angry about my, for example, wife. And after 2 years, maybe, or after, I don't know, 2 months, I reveal my anger, okay? So in this case, we revealed our anger during the time, okay? Or after a time, okay? Not, for example, how can I say this? Not, for example, because of issue or person. Okay, let's move on. This is so hard to say. Yeah. Okay. So we considered people who react with their anger. Okay. We considered three types of people: aggressive people, repressive people, and replacers. Okay. And also, I gave you example. Okay, in the aggressive people, we also have a classification, okay? The first type is direct aggression. Direct aggression, like, for example, cursing, screaming, and beating or breaking, okay? We say to this, or we call this we call direct aggression, okay? And the second type is passive aggression or indirect aggression, yeah. Like, for example, silence and let me search this vocabulary. Gerkerden sulky, yeah, something like that. I don't know. Sulky and let me and yeah. And also teaching noktan. I don't know how to say this in English. Yeah. So people who are aggressive are classified into two parts: direct aggression and indirect aggression. Okay, so let's come out from this classification. And the main point is, let me search this vocabulary. Conclusive or decisive, yeah. A decisive person reveals his or her anger with technique, okay, and in the right time or on the right time. I don't know, in the right time or on the right time, okay? So decisive guy reveals his or her anger with technique. That's in the next session 2, I will learn and I will share with you. And Imam Sadiq has told something that he has said: if someone told you, if you say me something or one thing, I will tell you 10 things. If you, for example, say me one thing, I will tell you 10 things. In this time, you tell to that guy, if you tell me 10 things, I don't say or I don't tell you anything. Okay? I don't tell you anything. This is so great. Yeah. Great. Oh, my goodness sake. We talked for almost 19 minutes. Great. Yeah. This course is useful because each of us needs this issue to learn. And yeah, this is important. To learn about it. Okay, this is great. I hope this episode is useful for you. And thanks for listening. And goodbye until the next session. Bye for now.